As far as the name, a bit tangent there. We started off with a kind of a funky name. We started off with the name foxtranslate.com. And the reason for that was, so our first idea was to translate documents. And I thought, well, I wanted a website name that was very clear and not confusing to people. So I wanted the word translate to be in it. I wanted it to stand out versus other sites that were out there. And I don't know where I thought of this. No, I tell you where I thought of this. At the time, SurveyMonkey and MailChimp were like,
you're like animal
doing well. So I'm like,
and task.
Animals are cute. So I'm like, what animal could I get and stick in the name? And I wanted
Fox is quick.
It to be short. And I mean, somehow I came across this idea of, I had a bunch of ideas, but then you look at like, what can you buy on GoDaddy for $10, $12, and
a great creative constraint, by the way.
totally. And I knew it was temporary, but we did it. And we made a foxtranslate.com. I hired a cartoonist in Indonesia to make a cute cartoon fox. It was really, really cute. People would see the website and they would smile because it was a very like adorable cartoon fox on our homepage. You can still find it, you know, on the web somewhere. And that was a great, perfect name to get going. So, you know, I think I kind of tell people when think about naming something, I would spend like no time at the beginning thinking about a name because the odds that your business is going to work are like not super high. And so make get the business to work. Once your business works, then you'll know more about what the business really is and then think about what the name ought to be. And so, we got going in 2010. In 2012, I made it my big priority to figure out what a name would be. And I got some advice from some investors. I read books on naming companies. I read books on domain names. I looked for inspiration. And, you know, the problem is you come up with a great or name that you think would be awesome for your business and you find you can't possibly get it. So, right. So it's really a two-part problem. One is picking a name you love and then figuring out, can you get the domain name?
Mm-hmm.
I'm skipping a bunch of steps here, but I actually hired two different domain brokers to go out and sort of buy names because any people have different views on names. From the beginning, I had what I'll call a multi-decade aspiration for the company. I wanted to build a company that creates, you know, many millions of work-from-home jobs over many decades. So I didn't want the name to be narrowly tied to our first service. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be broad enough to give me room to maneuver. And I also thought that a good name that had some meaning to it would create a stronger brand connection to customers. I wanted people to think of us as more than just some commodity service. The first name I fell in love with that I was not able to get was Circle. I wanted to get the name circle.com and I hired a domain broker to find it for me and she was unable to get it. I learned later that I think it was Jeremy Allaire had the name for his Bitcoin right. wallet company that launched like a year after I was trying to get it because you know she couldn't find out where it was and she kept getting roadblocks like nobody will call me back. Right? Domain brokers usually get a call back.
Right.
Ultimately, we couldn't get the name. And frankly, I think it's probably better that we didn't because that led me to spend more time thinking about possible names. And we ended up coming up with the idea for Rev and we paid a bunch of money to get it. I don't know if I've disclosed it, but I'll say it now for fun. We spent $400,000 on the name.
Nice. How do you know where to draw the line on that? Right.
I mean, we didn't have much money.
So okay.
That was the business was doing pretty well. So we weren't burning that much money, but that was like a huge portion of our assets at the time. But I kind of felt like, well, look, if the company's successful, it's a drop in the bucket.
Right.
And if it fails,
it's still an asset, by the way. Yeah, you could sell that domain again.
For sure. The reason for the name is probably there's sort of two reasons. One is that when people hear the word Rev, they think fast. That's kind of the first thing they think mm-hmm. about. They think speed, like rev your engines, accelerate. And the nature of our service is we're really fast mm-hmm. because we do something that is usually done by people in a body shop that's slow. Like a typical customer that wants a 30-minute podcast transcribed prior to us, 8-9 years ago, it would take you 40 hours to get something turned around. More than that, several days, 3-4 days. And we were, at the beginning, we were probably like 20 hours and, you know, for that. And today we're like a couple of hours. We're so much faster than the alternative that customers, it kind of blows their minds. That's mm-hmm. one of the most common questions. And because people will submit something Friday night at 11 p.m. and then at 1 a.m. they get it back on Saturday, 1 a.m. Saturday night or whatever morning, 2 hours later. And they're shocked. How does this even happen? And if you know how to work, it's kind of easy. Well, people are working.
Right.
Someone's working.
Someone's going to be
up. Someone's working. And it was obvious that as we had more people working, we just get faster.
Right.
Right. So I thought Rev was good for that. But also, you know, I thought it had some other kind of hidden meanings. One of my co-founders actually did something sort of clever. This is something that some of your listeners can try if they're trying to think of a name. He went on Mechanical Turk and he filled his account with like $100. And I think I had at the time like 10 domain names I was thinking about. So for each domain name, he would pay people some small amount, like 15 cents to answer a question. And the question was like, when you see this word, what are the three words that you think of?
Okay.
And when you hear this word, do you think feel positively or negatively about it? So for like $10 per domain name, we got like this tag cloud.
Test, yeah.
Of like, here's the words people think about when they hear this, and they were sized based upon frequency. So you could clearly see what words people felt positively about and what people thought of when they saw a word. Mm. And so the primary thing people thought of when they saw Rev was speed. There was a secondary meaning that wasn't helpful to us, which is like reverend, which was not related to what we do. But I think maybe the third reason was revolution. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what we've always wanted. We've always wanted to help accelerate this kind of new industrial revolution towards letting people be their own boss, work from home, and be independent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we thought we're going to create a new lifestyle for folks. And we wanted that to come through.